Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Are you serious?
Yes, hello, my name is Marcus Bronzy.
What's going on? I'm Nick Bright.
This is How to Kill an Hour. There's plenty of ways to kill some time out there, but thank you in advance for killing some time with us. How you doing, Nick?
Yeah, man, not too bad, bruv. Like, Valentine's Day on the horizon, though, so it's a little bit techie.
You know what I mean? If people that are getting it in at this time of year and planning and doing preparation now, they're the guys who you see getting on one knee in a year's time. See the guys that are planning this in a few weeks' time when Valentine's is literally on the doorstep, yeah? They're the ones who are going to... I'm sorry, guys. You got to put more effort in nowadays. Instagram... Would you agree, Nick? Instagram is making us the bar higher for everyone, isn't it?
It's annoying. It's like back in the day, yeah, you'd take your other half to the cinema, or like sometimes you'll be watching a film on like a Saturday night or whatever, and then like a mad romantic scene would happen in the film, or like, you know, on the program you're watching, and you would just feel the stare, like you'd feel the stare. You wouldn't even look, but you feel the stare, like, you don't do that. You know what I mean? But now it's like Instagram has just got that 24/7.
Yeah.
Like, Don's doing all this mad stuff, taking their girls to like Mykonos and like proposing to them, like with this crazy sunset. And I'm like, yo, babe, we're having pasta for dinner tonight.
Pot noodle again. Is that all right? Yeah. 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 Me, bruv, there's a guy on the gram who's buying his missus like a dozen roses twice a week. I'm like, financially, yeah. I'm thinking that costs a lot of money, bro.
It's outrageous.
Twice a week. I don't know, man. Like, look, I'd have a flower here and there myself, but two bunches a week, I don't know. Anyway, look, let's not get too far into it. Anyway, coming up in today's show, obviously, we're going to have a little bit of talk about some tech, and then we've got an interview coming up with some of the guys from Jackass. Nick, just in case people aren't familiar with Jackass, right, because it has been around for a while, do you want to just let some of our younger constituency say that, tell them about what Jackass is about?
Jackass is basically a group of guys. This is the easiest way for me to put it for anybody who's never seen it to understand. It's like a group of friends who just do like drunken dares on each other, but like when they're not drunk and all the time, and they're supersized, and they always involve some kind of pain or disgusting thing. So yeah, it's pretty extreme. I remember when it first hit the screens, I was like, these guys are... They're crazy. What is going on here? How have they decided that this is what they want to do with their lives? But I'm not going to lie, very entertaining.
Yeah, it's like hands over your eyes, but with your fingers kind of open. But we'll talk more about that in a sec. First things first, Nick, we're going to talk about some tech. And this is kind of a easy one for us because it's from a brand that both you and I use already. The things I'm going to talk about are Rode, the things we're going to talk about today. So obviously we're both using Rode desks at the moment, right?
Yep. Got the Rodecaster Pro right here. You know what I mean? Right next to me.
We use it for a lot of pods here, but you use it for quite a few things, though, don't you?
Yeah. I use it for voiceovers. I use it for pretty much everything. Like my mic and everything runs for it all the time, even if I'm just doing like Zoom calls. I've actually got sound effects loaded onto it for like when I'm on. I'm not even joking. I'm not saying this for like banter on the podcast. Yeah. I use it like on Zoom calls, like just for fun. Like I'll just
blocko.
Just throw some of that in there. You know what I mean? Why not?
we could just sit here smashing them for ages, couldn't we? Like, there you go.
Sound clash.
There you go. It's a little sound clash.
I've also got. If you've ever listened to any dancehall mix shows out there.
Ah, come on. Come on. What have I got? I've got one that's a bit spicier.
Oh, the whip. The whip.
Kaboom! So yeah, as you can hear, there's also a little SFX panel on it as well that Nick and I definitely know how to use. I think so you said you use yours for, you know, a bit of radio here and there, your Zoom calls. Obviously, we know you do voiceovers as well. You know, you're like, bruv, your voice is all over the place, isn't it? Man knows you do. I hear you on MTV. I hear you on an ad here or there, Nick.
Yeah, all the time, you know what I mean? Counting down the official top 40, you know?
That's it.
In a five is Ed Sheeran, because Ed Sheeran's just on everything, you know what I mean? It's completely ridiculous. It's like, I think they made a rule that like only three songs from an album now can go into the top 40, because obviously when Ed Sheeran was dropping an album, it was like his whole album was in the top 10.
Wasn't that mad? That was because of streaming especially, yeah, though, wasn't it? Yeah, because everyone just streamed the heck out of the album.
So essentially now three tunes from a project can go in the top 10, but like that doesn't count like features. So like Ed Sheeran still has three of his own tunes in there, and then he's featured on, he's got a tune with Camila Cabello called Bam Bam that he's featured on. He's featured on Peru, the Fireboy DML song, the remix. He's basically got like five other features in the chart as well. So like, he's still working his way around it, our Ed. You know what I mean? There's no messing around.
Do you know, I was having a talk about this the other day. Yeah. Like, especially when, if you notice an Ed Sheeran concert, I'm sure you have, because you've seen a few of them, right?
Yeah.
He literally is there with himself and a guitar. That's it. And some pedals, right?
Yeah, that's how he rolls.
Whereas other people have like a full band. They have a massive team with them. They have dancers and stuff like that. And they all need to get paid. However, Ed Sheeran doesn't need any of that. So we all know he's doing well in the music game. But in terms of when he tours, bruv, all of that money is going into his cute little bank account, though, isn't it?
The peas that like Ed Sheeran is making. Like, and the thing is, right, he's a really humble guy as well. So like, I don't want to make it seem like, you know, he's out here like, I don't know, showing off or whatever.
Not at all.
Really not, yeah. He's not like that at all. Like Ed Sheeran has been exactly the same from when he was sleeping on people's sofas and that, to being like a billionaire or whatever he is now. You know what I mean?
I think it's got to be in the bills. You're right. You know, definitely in the bills.
Like the peas he's making are just obscene, but he's just like the same guy. Goes on stage wearing just like the same kind of like normal t-shirt that he would have worn like back in the day with the same like guitar and the same pedals, and then just like does like, I don't know, five nights in a row at Wembley, just like it's nothing.
Sell out.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah. Like, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
So does that mean then, if he's probably, we all know he has a few nice things. He's probably, I think he's spoken about having an all right car, but then he drives around a Mini at some point. I think I saw him in some interview, right? So bearing that in mind, he must have even more stacked, because he's not buying chains. He's not getting iced out grills. Yeah, he's not out there in lavish restaurants. Like, he's not out there taking pictures of receipts after spending, you know, frigging 50 bags with Salt Bae. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, it's mad. It's mad. Anyway, we digress slightly there. But yeah, so Nick and I are fans of Rode. We've used a few of their products here and there. Another product that we've got our hands on recently, Nick, that I want to talk to you about is kind of interesting, because you have an iteration of it. And that is I've got the Rode Wireless Go 2.
Mm.
And I believe you've got a Rode Wireless Go 1, right?
Yeah, you've got the upgrade. I've got the original behind me in my studio here, just in the drawers behind me. But I saw this product, and like, I'm a big fan of Rode anyway. I have been for many, many years. Even when I like first started out on community radio, the station that I started on, Express FM, all the microphones in there were Rode NT1s. So
like, big mic.
Yeah, just from then I've been like, you know what, these mics are decent. And like, let's be fair, they're quite affordable as well in comparison to like, you know, some of the other brands out there, and they sound really rich and really decent. So then when I saw that they had this this Wireless Go out, I was doing some filming, and obviously they're fantastic because you can plug them straight into like a digital SLR, and you can like self-shoot really easily with them. So that was why I got it. And, you know, you can use it with a lavalier or not. So I thought, for me, it was a bit of a no-brainer, you know.
Yeah, so just to clarify, the Rode Wireless Go, in Nick's case, is just like a box which has a microphone in it, which you clip onto your T-shirt, and then there's another box which plugs into your digital camera and can plug into other things as well, and that receives the sound that gets captured through Nick's mic. And like you said, you can plug in a Tyclip mic or a lavalier mic. And you know what? It was just something that I think we needed at the time, which was simple ways of recording audio. Because before then, I've had to try and record audio with a microphone plugged into another phone or into a really like fancy bit of kit. And sometimes you just need to plug in and go. Do you know what I mean?
It's a bit of a game changer in terms of like, if you wanted to have a wireless microphone previously, you had to invest quite a lot of money, you know, like you know, Marcus, I know you do like quite a lot of TV and stuff like that, and you have done over the years. Like, you know, when you have kind of wireless mics or even kind of in-ear monitors and stuff like that, it's like the tech that you need and the money that you need to spend when you do that on a shoot is like quite a lot, especially because those people are quite traditional and they have their kind of brands that they've always used for many, many years, even though like Rode have come along and they've got this bit of tech, which is, in my opinion, just as good in terms of sound and all of that, but like a fraction of the price. So for people like me and you who kind of have built our own, I don't know, armory of tech and stuff at home, it's really, really good.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like if sound guys, when Nick and I are out and about, they're probably rolling with, and if you imagine, you like, if you don't know like what it looks like, I can describe it, you'll visualize it yourself at home, right? If you see a camera shooting somebody, there's always a guy next to them with headphones on and they've got the boom pole, the stick on it with like a fluffy dog at the end of it. And they also will have plugged in microphones to the presenters and their guests or whatever. Those guys, the kit they roll with, I kid you not, can be north of $4,000-$5,000. And that's just on them. So for us to be able to get a microphone that sounds, you know, it's never going to sound as decent if you have a sound person on monitoring it, but sounds really, really decent. At Rode, you're looking at, in the case of the Rode Wireless Go, you know, 250, 260 quid, or, you know, in the case of what you have, Nick, a little bit less. So this leads me on to Rode Wireless Go 2. And if there's anything that I kind of pick out as a feature on this that you still have on yours, Nick, please let me know, because in no way, like, am I trying to say the original product's redundant. This is just a nice little twist, because the Rode Wireless Go 2 has got one thing that Nick's situation ain't got, Nick, and that is we've got a second microphone that we can plug in, which means things like interviews are easy. Clip one microphone onto yourself, clip the other mic onto the other person, and then there's one receiver which can take signal from both of those microphones. Yeah. And that is just, for me, no messing around. And it's got a few cool features in it. I'm going to try and remember them all off the top. But basically, for starters, you can plug it into a digital camera, but I believe you can do that as well with yours, Nick, can't you?
Yeah.
You just
need the cable, basically.
That's the one. It's got a digital output, so you can use a USB-C and connect the Rode Wireless Go 2 into a phone, tablet, or computer. So that means, Nick, you and I could, on my computer, both do a Zoom and plug ourselves in, put mics on ourselves, and we could chat on a Zoom and we're both mic'd up separately without having to have a microphone pointing in our face. That's pretty cool as well.
Yeah, no, that's really decent, actually.
It's not bad at all. And another trick that they've got as well is basically when you fire them up, you can set them. And this, for me, is ace, right? There's two things that are really, really important for me, right? One of them is you can set them so they just start recording as soon as you turn them on, because they've got internal memory cards. So, you know, just in case things mess up, the receiver isn't plugged into your camera properly, or the person doesn't press record properly on the audio, or something like that happens, you've got hard audio, or even if the signal breaks down, you've got hard audio recording in the Wireless Go 2. I don't know if the Wireless Go 1s do that. Do they do that?
I don't think so off the top of my head. But I've never used it like that. If they do, I don't want Rode to come after me. You know what I mean? But I don't think that that's how they work. I think it's literally just like something that you can clip onto yourself. And the only way of recording it is through, you know, like a Rodecaster Pro or on your software.
All right, cool. Well, what Rode call it is, they call it safe recording. So the transmitters have onboard recording ability, and you can record up to 40 hours of compressed audio and 7 hours of uncompressed audio. All compressed audio means is that it's like a lower quality. Uncompressed is really, really high quality. And active recording begins as soon as you turn them on. So for me, man's got that on, Nick, all the time. Yeah. Because if
just in case you forget to hit record or whatever, you know what I mean? Which we've all been in a scenario in our lives where that has definitely happened.
I can't lie, Nick, a few times, innit? There's been a few times when I've gone to you, I didn't press record, man. Didn't press record.
It's murder. It's so easy to forget. Yeah. You know what I mean? So that's a really good thing. It's a little bit like You know, like on certain smartphones now, they start capturing from the camera before you take the picture.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, I guess, isn't it? Like it's because they know that some of the best moments happen before you press that button, whereas like Rode have really idiot proofed their mics. People like us who are like, yeah, anyway, like what it is, especially for me and you, like when we do things like this, you know, or whatever, like we'll just start chatting before we start the podcast or whatever, and then we'll forget that we haven't like hit play.
Yeah.
And we'll just roll into doing it. So it kind of, yeah, idiot proofs for people like us.
You know, when we were having this conversation just then, I was actually looking to make sure they recorded. I just had to double check, literally.
I'm definitely recording my end here, mate. So I'm right. Good. You
know all right, I mean? sweet. Another thing that they have got is they've got this thing called Rode Central app where you can actually plug the microphones in to your Mac or PC, and you can really get into these finite settings, so you can adjust whether they, you know, record internally or if you want to be sexy and turn it off. You can also record at a lower quality as well, a lower level as well, so you get two levels of sound, one which is of like a normal recording quality and one which has a 20 decibels taken out, and that's in case somebody cracks a really big joke, you laugh, someone claps or does something like that, and it creates kind of this crackly noise when a microphone's a bit overpowered. So that's another thing just to make it idiot proof as well. Do you know what I mean? Just if, say we do a recording and I just happen to put the mic really close to somebody's mouth or somebody just happens to be really, really loud, you have another option in the edit as well to kind of decide whether the audio you're going to use is going to be that higher volume or the lower volume as well. So yeah, man, they've kind of just tried to make it Marcus proof, really. We want to call it stupid proof, but it's Marcus proof, man. So, yeah, so I've had a go of them a few times, Nick. We've actually taken the care here at Articulate Now to create a video showing how they work as well, and with an unboxing as well, which we're going to be doing a lot more. And definitely you'll be seeing us using them in future interviews. I've been using them with Trek Culture as well. So you're going to see some Trek Culture videos come out, which is now, Nick, guess what, bruv? Almost one of the biggest Star Trek channels in the world, bruv. I just want to say in it, bro. You get me?
Oh, my days. I tell you what, Luke Skywalker would be proud.
Oh, for fuck.
No, like Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader and them man there would be so proud.
Not falling for it today, man. Man's triggering. By the way, Nick, have you genuinely got no interest in Star Trek at all whatsoever? Is it a little bit
maybe? All I know is that the bald guy was in it who voices the head of the CIA in American Dad. Who's that guy?
Jean-Luc Picard, a.k.a. Sir Patrick Stewart. Sir,
yes,
you know.
That's the one, yeah.
Sir Patrick Stewart,
Don, out here. He's in it. And there's things called Klingons, right?
That's the one.
They're like aliens or half aliens, half people. Is that right?
They're fully aliens. They are humanoid aliens, but they are fully aliens. They're the ones that have got the wrinkly foreheads.
Yeah, and then there's ones that got pointy ears and all.
Like, yeah, Vulcans. Guys.
Yes, man. These are the ones who like do the little split finger thing, right? You know what I mean? Like the little like V, for, like Vulcan.
All the Trek fans are going to be there just punching their phone. What? How dare you, bruv?
You can say that about anything. Like, I ain't trying to offend anyone, but it's like, you know, there's people out there, like, I love Game of Thrones. Yeah, there's people out there that hate Game of Thrones. Like, you can say about anything.
Hello.
You know what I mean?
Hello. Yeah, I'm the one of the guys that when the Game of Thrones final came around and everyone was pissed, I was like, glad I didn't watch it. I was so smug.
Still watch it though, bruv. It's flipping sick.
Do you know what? Like, I tried the first season, Nick. I did. I gave the first season a try. And at the end of the first season, as soon as I saw those dragons hatch, I was like, yeah, it's cool, but not for me.
You're just trolling me back now. I'm not going to nibble though. So, because this is not a podcast about that.
All right. Fair enough. Right. A couple of other things that we got over from Rode, quite interesting, is they also sent over a lavalier too. Now we spoke about a lavalier before, Nick, just in case someone don't know what a lavalier mic is or a tie clip mic is. Do you want to explain what that is real quick?
It's kind of exactly what you just said there in the second bit, because lavalier, you might be like, what the hell is that? But tie clip kind of makes it a bit obvious. It's you know, when you watch TV and you've got the news readers on telly or whatever, like it's a clip mic, essentially a mic that you can clip to the like top of your t-shirt or like in between some buttons on a shirt or whatever, you know, the ones that you see like people wearing all the time on the telly. Essentially,
that's the one. And or you see people doing rogue TikTok interviews holding these little tiny microphones up to people's lips. It always makes me laugh so much.
I'm just gonna sound like an old man. Old man who comes from an audio background. What is this? Why are people doing this on TikTok? Why don't they just get like a handheld mic?
I don't know, man. I think because they don't know what's out there to record with, and I think they presume that that's going to cost a lot of money. I'm going to sound like a proper road. I'm going to sound like a proper road salesman. There's actually a connector.
Was a road reporter?
Yeah, there's the road reporter. Yeah.
I was literally about to say that as well. The road reporter mic is like, the thing is, I'm not getting paid anything by Rode. Can I just say that? Yeah. But like, as I said, I'm a fan of the product, so like, I know that the road reporter is out there, and I'm like, this is the mic that is perfect for what you're doing. Instead, you've got like a lavalier mic, which they're good mics, don't get me wrong, but like to be swinging them around, like, like it's just not for that. You know what I mean? And when I see these people on TikTok doing it, I'm like, for God's sake.
Do you know what else there is, Nick? There's something called a Rode Interview Go where you can put your Rode Wireless Go in the top of it and it becomes a, like, it looks like a proper mic. Put a little fluff over the top of it as well. So yeah, man, I don't know why those guys do it, man. I don't know. I think they just don't know, so they're just getting sound. However, so this lavalier anyway is, I mean, lavaliers are notoriously kind of a bit more complex, and the kind of the Rode Wireless Go. One of the tricks that they did to get around it is you clip this square thing onto your shirt. But truth be told, it's not the most discreet thing. It's kind of like, I'd say, an inch by an inch or an inch and a half by an inch. Wide and tall, and then it kind of can hang on your t-shirt a little bit and show. So if you kind of don't want to do that, you need a lavalier, but they are quite finicky. And I think what Rode have come with the Rode Lavalier 2, what they've come with is just something that clips a lot more easily onto your clothes. You can kind of see what way the microphone's pointing because it's flat against your chest instead of being circular. And it's got this like locking connector as well. So when you plug it into a receiver, you can screw it in as well. And it also obviously fits with the Rode Wireless Go too. So that's something that I'm going to be using as well. We're also going to make a video for that as well. Nick, if I'm honest with you, I can talk about it lows, but I feel like the most obvious things I can discuss with you that might be of interest to you is this. One, it works with the Wireless Go 2, so it's pretty decent. It has its own little like pop filters and like fluffy bits you can put on the top of it, aka windshields. And also it has these little colored rings that you can put on it as well, so that you can tell your microphones apart. So you know. Like how you have on your Rodecaster, you've got the little clips you can put on your microphones and stuff like that.
I've got the pink one on my mic right now.
Keeping it jazzy. Yeah, so you too could also have a pink one on your lapel mic as well, just so you know which mic is which and bloody blah as well. So that's pretty cool as well. And what else have we got? Go on.
If you hear a dog barking, I do apologize. It's my next door neighbor's dog just trying to get in on the podcast. He's clearly a big fan of Rode as well.
Rode.
Big up Stanley.
Stanley. Is that the dog's name, Stanley?
Yeah.
So you got good rapport with the neighbor's dog then, yeah?
No, I just know he's called Stanley because when we moved in here, the people who lived here before left a note saying the next door neighbor's dog's called Stanley.
Okay, I thought it was going to be you heard the neighbor going, Stanley, will you come in here?
The note said other things, I should say. It wasn't just a renegade note saying the dog's name. That sounds a bit mad.
Imagine that.
It was like, this is where the gas meter is, this is where that is, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, can you imagine that though? Just the dog's name is Stanley. Work out the rest of yourself. another thing we can do to kind of take things in the next level of kind of mojo, which is mobile journalism, when you take stuff out recording, is use something called the Rode AI Micro. Now this, Nick, I'll super quickly get across it, is a portable recording device that one bit plugs into your phone, and on the other end of it, you have two 3.5 millimeter jacks where you can plug in two Rode Lavalier 2s. So that would make a real simple recording situation. I think for me personally, that's something that I like to have on board or with me to get me out of a jam. So say like, for example, the Rode Wireless Go 2, the batteries die or something like that, or we've lost them or something happens, to just know that I've got something that can plug into a phone, which, can I just say, iPhones can record really high quality audio at the moment, right? They're more than well. They've got way more capacity than necessary to do that. So that, yeah, so you plug in two lavalier mics, and then you just crack on and start recording, man. And it automatically senses what kind of microphones you've plugged into it. It's got a headphone output as well, so you can listen to the audio as you go, or give it a quick listen as you're doing a 1-2-1-2 inside. And also, as well as connecting to smartphones, you connect it to tablets and also computers as well via USB-C, and it has lightning cables connect as well, bruv. These guys are trying to give you no excuse to not have good audio. wherever
TikTok,
you are.
These TikTok guys need to level up, mate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me. TikTok guys need, they need, listen, TikTok, yeah. If you're on TikTok, you need an AI micro, yeah. And you need the wireless go-to, and then you need the little reporter bit that you can plug on. You're good to go. None of this frigging holding a little lavalier microphone, looking like you're holding a dead bumblebee and trying to push it up to people's lips. Here, talk to this. Nah, man. But yeah, I feel like, so like moving forward, Nick, I just want to say we will make videos for this and How to Kill Out. We'll be testing out. And if we're out and about doing interviews, which we have done before lockdown, but we haven't done yet since lockdown has kind of ended. But I look forward to doing more of in the future. So I think you're probably going to see if Nick and I are out there doing interviews and stuff like that, or we're out and about recording when we're together, we'll probably be using this kind of kit because it is just simple. They come in their own little cases and you can just walk them around with you, man, and yeah, whip them out and get them going wherever you need to. And you know, if you know me, I love things that you can just whip out in an impromptu environment and slap on a table and get busy yeah. with. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, thankfully this one won't have you ended up in a police station. You know, normally when you're whipping things out and banging them down on the table, you're nicked. You know what I mean? The police are called.
And I think this is a great way to lead us into our interview with the two people that I think have definitely had a lot of I'd say they've definitely got a relationship with the police. They're definitely known all over the world. And that's the interview that we got coming up with the guys. When I say the guys, Johnny Knoxville and Chris Pontius of Jackass. Ahead of Jackass Forever. Jackass. Sorry, I got in trouble for saying Jackass, by the way, Nick. Jackass.
Really?
Yeah, Jackass. Okay.
Speaking of Jackass, like, aren't you playing a bit of a game with these guys?
yeah, bruv. It gets a little bit, we get as nude as you can over a conversation with someone that you just met. We break down barriers, bruv.
Are you going to end up in the police station again? Like, we were just talking about this. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you what, why don't we just press play on the interview that we had with Johnny Knoxville and Chris Pontius of Jackass ahead of the release of Jackass.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Forever. Hello, Chris and Johnny. How are you doing, guys?
Hi, Marcus.
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much, man. You guys have been doing a lot of press today, so I just want to say straight off the bat, thank you very much for putting in a shift. You guys are looking fresh. You must be feeling knackered, no?
No, man. Like, this isn't hard work. Digging ditches is hard work. We're just sitting here answering questions.
Chris, nice to meet you as well, man. I just want to say, you were known for not wearing your clothes that much in Jackass.
Yes, yeah. I am.
In Jackass Forever, are we going to be seeing more of this or less of this?
You know what? You'll notice that I'm not in the trailer very much because I think I didn't go too heavy on costumes in this movie. So a lot of it had to be saved for the film.
Yeah.
But I come out pretty hard with the birthday suit, actually.
Well, not pretty hard. Yeah. But that would make the hard film.
Yeah. That's another type of film.
When a man's naked on camera, yeah, I guess there's rules, you know, and you can't, there's a lot of gray area with male nudity, but one thing you can't do is be fully aroused, but you want to look good. So
okay,
it's fine to balance in between that. But yeah, I think, first 30 seconds of the film, I come out in my birthday suit in a.
Okay.
I don't put it. I don't take it off. we actually pushed, but not just me, but a lot of the guys. We did a lot of things with that part of the male body that.
There's more cock in this film than any other film.
That's that question I was asking. Thank you very much, Johnny. We got to it. I mean, is it fair to say that Chris, you get your dick out the most out of the gang?
Yeah.
He's built for speed. So, you know, guys are built like that. It's like, why not?
There was these weird, you'll see them in the movie. I don't want to give anything away, but there's all these things that I think Jeff Tremaine got sent some picture of some stunt that gave him an idea for something that you could do with your tallywhacker. And he ran it by me and I was horrified because I didn't believe it was possible. But in the movie, it proved it was not only possible, but oh my
pleasurable.
God.
But
pleasurable. Okay. Well, you found a new thing. Listen, we all like different things. There's no shame in that, man.
Yeah. Either you are. How you want to live.
Live how you want it. Before we move on from your dick, though, Chris, I just want to say, have you got a tip for those who want to maintain, like you said, that fine line for their tip
between not too flaccid and the shaft?
What I realized a long time ago about being naked, whatever you do, if you do it naked, it's 10 times funnier. Right. And also, like, once you take off your clothes, all your inhibitions, like, are taken off. And that's when you can really, like, you've got nothing else to lose.
Yeah.
And so all the shyness, just goes out the window. It's like a Superman, super like hero putting on a costume. I take my costume off.
Okay. So Superman wears his underpants on the outside. You just say, fuck that. They're
I just
all
don't wear
off.
The underpants at all.
Fair enough. Okay. Now, I know you guys have fun. I know you guys do some gnarly shit, but at the end of the day, you're making a movie. So is there ever a time when you've done something, a stunt, maybe in this movie, and you've gone cut, and then the cameraman's turned around and gone, sorry, guys, I haven't got that. Can you do that again?
Oh, sure.
A lot.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
All the time. Most things never happen in one take. Like,
yeah, but sometimes, like, what you want to achieve will happen, but yeah, cameraman will miss the shot every now and then, and you just have to do it again. It's part of it,
Yeah.
But some stuff like that ball that you took on, that you can't do that all day though, can you? Because that is fucking insane.
No, I mean, I did it twice. The first ball hit me and kind of just put me out like a cigarette, and it hurt a lot, but it didn't look great on film. So I'm like, I knew I had to do it again. And no, after that one hit, I couldn't do it all day. I was rushed straight to the hospital.
Fair enough. And how's the concussion counter now? Where are we at now with the concussion counter?
About 16, and hopefully it stays there. Wow. I can't get any more concussions.
And you're both, when you started off in Jackass, you were young, sprightly, fresh men. Now there are families involved. Two questions about family. How does the family feel about you now saying, I'm going to make another Jackass movie?
Well, stunt-wise, none of our families are excited about when we, do another Jackass film, but afterwards when we're all okay, they enjoy it, but there's real consequences for a lot of us, so they understandably are worried.
Yeah,
I hear
they
that.
Accept it.
Definitely. And what about when the next generation comes around and says, hey pops, I want to do Jackass Reloaded?
Oh, what, you talking about my kids?
No.
Rocco will not be following in my footsteps. My girls are smart. They wouldn't. But Rocco would if I let him.
Yeah, he would. He definitely would. And my kid definitely would.
Oh, he's Axe. Wild. He named his kid Axe. So Axe is definitely down.
I look forward to seeing some axe throwing. Right, before we get out of here, I've lined up a game. So this is a game called Jacked Ass. I'm going to show you a picture here. Can you see that picture, guys? Is that big enough for you?
Yeah.
All you have to do is guess whether this is a jacked person's body or an ass. So this is the first one. What do you think? This is a jacked person or an ass?
Jacked person's body, right below their booby.
Okay. That's actually Steve-O's ass.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Not very complimentary of Steve-O's ass.
No, not at all.
Sagging booby, but it was a sagging ass.
Okay, let's move on. Is this a jacked body or an ass?
I'm just going to guess jack body.
You're right there. There you go. You got Arnie there. Sorry, Chris. You was wrong there. We've got another one here.
okay, this looks so much like an ass, I want to go exactly the other way, but I'm going to say ass.
Jack body.
Not a jack body and not an ass, but it's Butterbean, your friend that did lay you out. And we've got one more. Is this a jacked body or an ass?
Body.
I don't think we've seen an ass yet.
Maybe it's an ass.
Yeah,
I think it's
I'll say ass.
You both say an ass. Congratulations.
Beautiful ass.
You know what?
You know your ass is.
I got to tell you something, Marcus. I had a feeling that was mine. I almost recognized it. It's, and I don't really look at my own butt that much
do.
Others do. I think I it was weird.
Yeah. Did you have a tingling sensation in your bottom when you saw it?
It's a jackass.
Hell yes. This is called Jackass Forever, right? So a lot of people are saying this could be the end. However, forever doesn't mean the end of this. Do you feel like in the next 20 and 30 years, you guys might actually still be doing this shit? And if that's the case, what the heck are you going to be doing?
Oh, man. I don't know. The colostomy bag challenge. I'm not sure. We don't make any plans. Half-ass stuntmen can't make long-term plans. We don't know if we're going to do another one. We could, but there's no plans. It's possible, but we're not saying, you know, whether we are or not.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. I look forward for everyone that's going to see the movie when it comes out. I'm glad you all made it through in one piece. And yeah, man, I really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
It's only appropriate to have a whip off the back end of that, isn't it, Nick?
Back end is the perfect kind of terminology right there. It's the perfect phrase. What is going on? Like, how did... I want to know how Chris had the spidey senses to know that that was his ass. Like, well, he did. He guessed it wasn't, but like, he kind of knew. Like, what's going on?
I reckon there's something when you see your own cheek in HD, it talks to you, especially when you're someone who's known for running around with no clothes on all the time. And you know what's funny, Nick, is actually we had to stop recording. And then literally after we stopped recording, he was like, no, man, Marcus, before you go, I just want to say, I knew that was my ass. I knew it was my ass. They were like going, oh, yeah, like that. So I thought, all right, fair enough. Maybe it's something we could bring up again, Nick. All I need is a catalogue of pictures of someone's bottom and we can play that game with them. I mean, right. I could play it with you, bruv. Anyone that's up for it.
Well, listen, I was about to say, do you remember like in the noughties?
Yeah.
There was that rumor that Jennifer Lopez had her ass insured for a ridiculous amount of money. I can't remember what it was. Like,
but it's like M or something, a few M's in something like that.
It was a rumor. Like, I can't. And this was like in the time where social media didn't debunk everything, but yeah, so everybody believed it. Like, so, you know, if you ever get an interview with J-Lo, you should see if she's up for it. I might attend that one though. Like, you know, I might have to attend to make sure you do the sound right, you know, and all of that.
Yeah. I might have just Googled J-Lo's bum insurance and apparently, Nick, 27 million was the rumor that it was insured for. 27 million.
That's crazy.
Wow. Wow, man. But, yeah, anyway, enough of bottoms. If you do, make sure you do check out the new Jackass Forever, which is out from the 4th of February, or out now, depending on when you're listening to this. And also make sure you check out that Road Gear, which is, you know, I think it's something that me and Nick are kind of interested in, is just ease of use. So for me and him to really like be behind the brand, it really says a lot, because, you know, I'm up for having a conversation when guys send us products. But, you know, if it's something that I really, really believe in, I really like that, I've really stood by, that is Rode Products, I'm going to tell you about it, man. Do you know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
All right, Nick, where can we find you on the socials then?
The best one is Instagram, mate. Just my name, Nick Bright. I don't have any ones or underscores or dashes or this or that. You know what I mean? Just NICKBRIGHT, baby.
Check that out. He's got some thirst traps on there, I bet. Go and check them out. I'm at Marcus Bronzy, MarcusBronzy everywhere. And of course, follow How to Kill an Hour at HOWKILL. ANHOUR. I've never done that before. Just How to Kill an Hour, innit? The words normally spell.
I was going to say, like, How to Kill an Hour, people know how to spell that. But I enjoyed it anyway. I enjoyed you spelling it out.
It's wrongly as well.
How to Kill an Hour.
Do you know what it is though, Nick? I usually say HTKH when I'm talking to people. So I was like, in my head, I was spelling it out as I text it, HTKH. And I was like,
you didn't even get that right though.
Nah.
You said HA.
Did I? No. Oh, no.
You said HA. So no matter what you said, it was incorrect.
Oh, you know, man. I think it's time to get out of here now, man. But anyway, look, thanks for listening to us. Thanks for spending some time with us. And more importantly, thanks for killing some time with us. We'll be back with you soon, man.
Peace and love.
Peace.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.